vehicle transport.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We are going to have a long talk with Greg after the show is over. And I understand there are a few therapists who have sent me instant messages as we progress here, saying, you know, Greg, we need to talk to him, you know. There's a lot to say and a lot to listen to.
Saving the people on my show the aggravation of having that headache-inducing squawking noise. And also I think it fits in with the theme of a lot of stuff that Adam Gorightly has written, which has to do with, I don't know what it's called, breaking the mold, breaking the symmetry of our lives and what we perceive.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're breaking the symmetry. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. Okay, Adam, breaking the symmetry. Now, we know you had the psychedelic experiences. You had the strange dreams, the possible astral projection or UFO abductions. What broke the symmetry for you, these experiences?
I would indeed say so. Also, I've, you know, written and looked into conspiracy theories, quote-unquote, quite a bit. And one of the things that led me down that path was, must have been in the early 80s on a Central California junior college campus. I saw a poster hung up somewhere that said the CIA killed JFK. And I thought, well, that's interesting. and so started looking into that and reading all the various JFK assassination conspiracy books. And you talk about delving into alternate dimensions and these things. It was like, originally I was filled with, you know, righteous indignation. I read some of these books and it's like, it's obvious what went on here, you know. This group killed them or that group killed them. And after a while it was like, there's hundreds of books here with varying theories. I wonder if these people are, they could be actually could be true in some alternate dimensions, that this became a kind of odd circle jerk of sorts, but it turned into more of an intellectual exercise or perhaps a road down madness or the rabbit holes that you can, taught me how you can follow all these various reality tunnels and never perhaps get to the quote-unquote truth.
Well, is there a truth about the Kennedy assassination? I mean, that's one of the older conspiracies. I remember after Kennedy died, Mark Lane wrote a book called Rush to Judgment, and we saw him in person a number of times. And if you try to talk to him on a friendly basis, he seemed kind of a rude character. I don't know. But, you know, it seems so credible. How can this guy who's an average marksman take this clunky, clumsy rifle and do this miraculous thing just one time? Of course, some could say, well, it only took one time. Maybe if it's one time out of 10,000 that you could fire it so many times and hit the target, and then it never happens again. Who knows?
I doubt if you could do it one out of 10,000 times, but I guess that's aside from the point. You know, what is the answer to the Kennedy assassination? It seems like, oh boy, aside from what went down that day, it definitely changed the direction the country was heading.
Okay, so we have every theory involved here. It's the CIA. It's organized crime. It's organized crime and the CIA. It's President Johnson, because it happened in Texas on his turf, and he had the most to gain.
Or, as Cliff Clavin on the sitcom Cheers theorized, it might have been the Beatles in a four-way triangulation of gunfire.
Well, that's what's so funny about the JFK thing and Roswell and a lot of these things, that it you'll probably never get an answer to it, but the way, you know, the way that Adam looks at it and some of the people that he's read and what he's passed on is that that's not the point. The point is looking at it and looking at it in different ways as a mental exercise, I think.
Yes, but you know, in this particular case, though, a mental exercise, at least as far as I'm concerned, the mental exercise factor doesn't cut it. Because if it wasn't just some lone gunman, some crazy former, you know, former defector to the Soviet Union who comes back here and does wacky things, if it's not him, who did it? Why can't we get to the bottom of it?
Do you think we can, Adam?
I think it's too far past. I think a lot of principal players probably died. Oddly enough, I'm going to be working on a Kennedy assassination book related to Kerry Thornley here, and I have a bunch of materials, and I'm probably going to spend a couple of years doing that. I mean, Gene, I suspect it was like you said, a lot of people involved with a lot of motivations, rogue agents of perhaps our intelligence agencies in bed with mafiosos, and so much time has passed, it's hard to find a smoking gun. I think a lot of people have been on to things, like Jim Garrison might have had part of it right, but there were so many different elements involved, and his investigation got infiltrated by intelligence spooks and probably fed him disinformation. I guess the bottom line, it's going to be hard ever getting to the final truth about the subject, even though I'm still delving into it. Kerry Thornley, who I wrote the book about, the founder of Discordianism, was also indicted as part of the group by Jim Garrison, the group in New Orleans that supposedly engineered the Kennedy assassination that's covered in the movie JFK. So I've done nothing, Gene, to answer your question, but it seems like an impossible question to answer.
You kind of state the problem. It always goes back to solving any age-old mystery. Let's go back to Roswell, New Mexico. What happened there? Isn't it too late to find out?
I think so. And I haven't looked into it as much as you have or Greg has, but I've looked into it enough that you have these same things going on. You have a lot of alternate theories. There might be some disinformation. It might have been a disinformation thing to be begin with, the UFO cover stories, and many years after the effects, or many years after the fact, you have these witnesses come forward, like the individual you interviewed in Roswell a few years ago, Greg, but it's like, how many years after the original, 50, when did that happen?
1947.
Yeah, and this fellow's coming, we talked to him in 2007, why so long,
That's what you wonder about the Roswell case. We really didn't hear much until the book with Charles Berlitz and William Moore came out. I guess Stanton Friedman was involved in that book, too, about Roswell, late 1970s. We didn't hear anything about it in the 40s or 50s or 60s.
Yeah.
But suddenly in the late 70s, we dredge up these memories. And as I've always said, we're asking people to recall something that happened decades earlier. They had a lifetime of experiences, and how the heck can you depend on them to deliver an accurate memory unless there's some paper trail they could refer to?
Yeah, it seems like, we've been having these discussions. I've had these discussions with Greg before. It's like there's only so much we can get out of the Roswell story. It's probably been time to move on for quite some time.
Well, I think we've said that in the PowerCast. We don't do much Roswell anymore. And we've had a couple of shows about Aztec, but we're still waiting for Scott Ramsey's book on the Aztec case. When that book comes out, we'll have the ultimate debate with Scott Ramsey, hopefully Kevin Randall, who doesn't believe it. And we'll leave it be unless there's some compelling evidence. We have Adam Gorightly. Our co-host is Greg Bishop. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the PowerCast. Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Freudian phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO at WebTV.net. That's MrUFO at WebTV.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you? When you're sick, get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
10 years. A decade of talk. Great Talk Radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.
We want to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And if you want to catch up on past episodes, we have hundreds of shows for you to download direct from theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Or check us out on iTunes.
Greg Bishop is our co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. We are talking to Adam Gorelick, and I have no idea why he hasn't been on before. Why haven't you been on the show before? I know we almost scheduled you once, and it didn't come about. So this came about at short notice. I'm glad you're finally here to share all this stuff. So if we're looking at all the conspiracy theories, And the JFK assassination is numero uno, although some go into 9/11 conspiracies.
Mm-hmm.
Which major conspiracies do you think it's just made up of whole cloth? There's no truth to the conspiracy aspect. It is as people have been told it is.
Boy. I don't know. There might... boy.
There always seems to be a little a grain of something there that makes you go, huh?
That's what I was going to say, Greg. It's like the Montauk thing. If you read those Montauk books, it's like, what a bunch of craziness. But then I think at the core...
Tell our listeners what the Montauk stuff is, by the way, because not everyone has followed all this inside stuff.
Oh, good heavens. Can you help me out, Greg?
Well, there's a lot of different aspects to that story. The main gist of it is there's some sort of secret base underground at Montauk Point at the end of Long Island in New York State where all kinds of different human experiments went on. There might be some connections to the Philadelphia experiment where that ship supposedly disappeared in the Philadelphia Naval Yard, and it gets more and more and more insane as you look at it. Kind of like the Kennedy assassination of Roswell. But even more insane. I mean, then there's other things like the Kathy O'Brien's book, The Transformation of America, which is, if you don't know about that and you can get a copy of it and you don't believe any of this stuff, it'll give you a great laugh.
Yeah, that's a good example, the Kathy O'Brien book. With the Kathy O'Brien book basically presented the theory that she was part of this MK Ultra program called Project Monarch. Well, the Kathy O'Brien story, that's a good one to bring up. The book was called Transformation in America, and she claimed to be a subject of MK Ultra, which I'm assuming, Gene, a lot of your listeners have at least some idea of what MK Ultra was, right?
I think they do. I think they have a sense of it, but maybe you can give us the Reader's Digest version.
It started basically, I think, around 1952, which is an interesting year in ufology, and Jack Parsons blew himself up that year, and a lot of weird things were going on, but it was around that period that MK Ultra started, which was basically the CIA looking into how to control minds, and it was a project exempt of congressional oversight. Clandestine, they were looking at using different drugs and techniques, ultimately, perhaps, to create a Manchurian candidate, like you see, like in the movie, the Manchurian candidate. So
that's an interesting question, too, about conspiracy theories. How much of that book was based on reality?
Yeah, how much was reality? How much was... propaganda. It's a great novel, The Manchurian Candidate, to begin with, and a great movie was made from that book with Frankie Sinatra and the one with Denzel. What's his name? Denzel Washington.
I thought that was basically a poor imitation of the original.
Yeah. You know, the movie itself might have been partly, and the book, disinformation or propaganda that was basically saying that a lot of those techniques were practiced by communists, Chinese, Koreans, but it actually, you know, it could be argued that a lot of that started in that type of what do we want to call it? Psychological warfare started with our own intelligence agencies and perhaps with Nazi Germany, and it was incorporated into our intelligence agencies with Project Paperclip.
You know what? Here's the 6 degrees of separation again. The late Kai D, who played this mind control expert in the movie Manchurian Candidate, later became a regular guest on the most famous paranormal radio show of all, Long John Neville.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Where did you pull that one up?
I was there.
And the funny thing is, here's another degree of separation. Long John Neville was married to Candy Jones, and she's got a whole story behind on her about possible CIA mind control, which a book was written called The Control of Candy Jones.
And you know something else? give you another story, too. Jim Moseley, our old friend Jim Moseley, knew Candy Jones fairly well after Long John died. He went on her radio show. She continued the show for a while after John's death. And he talked to the producer of the show, Sandy Teller, who also produced Long John's show, and it was conveyed to him pretty much that this mind control stuff was just a shtick. It never really happened.
Let me bring this full circle now. We started with Kathy O'Brien's book, and we basically painted the picture of what MK Ultra was and what, you know, you're asking what conspiracies are totally bunk. And I don't know if the MK Ultra and the Candy Jones and the Kathy O'Brien is totally bunk, but what enters into all of this is that there's some level of disinformation, and perhaps Candy Jones and Kathy O'Brien have been fed disinformation, which leads to some of their stories about Kathy O'Brien saw Dick Cheney turn into a reptilian and all these type of weird
things.
Well,
that's nothing unusual. What's mysterious about that?
I have no answer.
Well, understand this network is going to be on my tail right now as a result of that, because remember, the most famous act, the most famous performer on the GCN network is Alex Jones. So, you know, so there.
Well, then he's going to be happy to hear this stuff.
Hey, that's right. Maybe Alex will put us on his show and we'll get all this promotion. Alex, are you listening?
You know, one of my favorite parts of doing all this publishing and writing is the strange people that you get to meet and the letters you get. And all that. What are some of your favorites? Just from a, I guess, from an entertainment standpoint. One of them is Will Gema. I liked his stuff.
Oh yeah, that's great. I want to do more with Will Gema. I think I sent you a CD. How would you describe him, Greg?
Well, Will Gema sounds like some guy from the South that got fascinated with the UFO subject, and then just started parroting all the weirdest stories he'd ever heard. And repeating them back as reality and hooking them all together in some kind of grand conspiracy in his mind. And he's got, I guess, a record or a tape he put out, and you sent me a copy of this. And it's just him describing how the aliens have taken over, and every time he says, however, he says, hi, ever.
Well, I'll tell you what, if he says the word chaic, believe me, it's a problem. I'll tell you what that means soon. You might know what that means, Greg. You're in the Paracast. Adam Gorightly is our guest this week. The co-host is Greg Bishop. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Ray Perkins, a reclusive veteran burned out from the Gulf War, lives tortured by relentless, perplexing nightmares. Nightmares of a horrific battle in deep space and of a mysterious woman suffering in agony for her devastated world. A woman not yet born, calling across centuries to him. Then, a coincidence leads him to his destiny, his chance to alter the universe. Attack of the Rockoids. The former fiction editor for Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Robert Simpson, writes, "The soul of the novel Attack of the Rockoids lies in its heart and passion for building a convincing tale of a love that spans the galaxy. A thrilling story. Attack of the Rockoids is available now. Read a sample chapter and get a special discount off of the cover price at our website, rockoids.com. That's rockoids.com. Attack of the Rockoids. A novel in the grand science fiction tradition.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCM specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory, no reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver, but don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time.
Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've entered another dimension. You've entered the Paracast.
You're in the PowerCast. Our guest is Adam Gorightly. I'm Gene Steinberg. And we're trying to explain what Kaic means.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Kaic. What does that mean?
K-A-Z-I-K. Does that make sense?
Well, it's something that was in the book about the Three Men in Black written by Albert K. Bender.
Okay, it's coming back to me, yeah.
And the book, okay, now let's go back to the history of this. The Three Men in Black, coined by the late Ray Barker, he talks of Albert K. Bender had a small UFO organization in the early 50s. When the organization folded, as many organizations did, he said he had been visited by three men in dark suits or black suits who said, you know what, you know too much, shut up, get out of this. And Barker, of course, embellished this, created his masterpiece of a book, They Knew Too Much About Flying Saucers, which made him quite a bit of money. And then some years later, Albert K. Bender comes back into the public eye, and he says he met them, that the three men in black weren't government agents, E.T. And he wrote this book called Flying Saucers and the Three Men that Gray Barker published, probably heavily edited. And the word Kaic was used in that book. Forget about it.
It was the planet that supposedly these people were from.
Exactly.
The planet Kaic.
Somebody told me that Gray Barker wrote that book.
Well, I would say this. Bender gave lectures telling the story, so it was based on his stuff. I am sure that Bender wrote a book, gave it to Gray Barker to publish, and Gray Barker wrote the book that you read based on whatever material he got from Bender.
In the same way that, who's the underground guy from the 50s with the Dero and the Tiro?
Sure, Richard Shaver in the 1940s.
Shaver wrote these crazy things, gave them to the editor of Fate magazine, and he rewrote them and published them and became the greatest selling issues of Fate that there ever were.
Actually, it was Amazing Stories magazine, originally a science fiction magazine. And basically, Shaver sent this stuff to Ray Palmer, and Palmer took the basic, very factual, straightforward material that Shaver wrote, and he created science fiction novels or short stories from them. And then Palmer and the late Kurt Fuller founded Fate magazine, and they included some of Shaver's material there. Palmer went off to himself, his own business. I never got the clarification as to the breakup with Curtis Fuller was amicable or what, but Palmer did his own thing, and eventually he and Shaver didn't get along.
Well, then Shaver went on and started doing these strange, did a whole book of paintings he had made based on slicing into rocks that he said had paintings of the time of the Earth before Atlantis or something like that.
Holographic rocks, rock books. And guess what, folks? I knew Shaver then. I visited him in his home with my first wife, Geneva. We visited Shaver. We saw the rock books. And after a while, you know, maybe it's the Rorschach test again. We got to see things in those pictures.
They actually did a showing of those, some of those Shaver carvings, whatever you want to call them, in L.A. about a year ago. Did you go to see that, Greg?
No, I heard about it too late. There was an exhibit of the paintings that are selling for quite a bit right now.
I should have known. We had an awful lot of Richard Shaver's materials as we moved around the country. That stuff kind of fell by the wayside. Big mistake.
Oh, that's too bad. We didn't finish with Adam's partial description of some of his favorite kooks in the UFO and paranormal
conspiracy
areas, besides you and I.
Well, you know, okay, so Adam, okay, Kook Central, name a few more.
Well, I don't think it's quite nice to refer to them as kooks.
I resemble that word.
Let's call them free thinkers, okay?
Okay, I can dig that.
A really fascinating character I met, and I'm still continuing to have conversations with this individual. I wrote a couple of articles about him. His name is Jeffrey Turner. He lives in Santa Cruz, California, and he's actually the subject of a movie called I Think We're Alone Now, about enthusiasts of the singer Tiffany.
Okay, here we go now to give you the 6 degrees of separation. Tommy James, who sang the song I Think We're Alone Now, was a flying saucer buff.
There you go. Yeah, it's all interconnected. Mr. Turner, he came to my attention. I was on some internet group, and somebody posted something about Tuesday Weld being an Illuminati high priestess.
Tuesday Weld was an actress of the 50s and 60s. You know, kind of the blonde bimbo type. We never took her too seriously, but she was really gorgeous.
And there was high priestess of the Illuminati, see?
And there was a design for you not taking her too seriously. She never did want to get too popular because she was more effective, according to my source, Jeffrey Dean Turner, kind of working behind the scenes, influencing Hollywood. She influenced the whole psychedelic music scene.
Tuesday Weld?
Mm-hmm. And I've written about this in a few places. One is the anthology Secret and Suppressed, put out by Feral House and edited by Ken Thomas. So he's one of my favorite, we won't call them kooks, we call them free thinkers.
Well, Ken Thomas is certainly one of our favorite conspiracy theory persons.
No, Ken's an out-and-out kook, I'll say that. Because he's a friend of mine.
Okay, so he's going to post on the Paracast forums at forum.paracast.com. And he's going to say, I resemble that remark.
Ken Thomas is also a boil on the ass of ufology.
Him and Jim Oakley.
Oh, you mean just like John Keel.
Yeah.
That's what John Keel, when John Keel used that phrase about Jim Moseley, he was talking about himself.
It just bounces back and sticks to him. Speaking of Keel, how much did Keel affect you, his writings, when you first read them?
Well, I told you his whole theory about the super spectrum and how that kind of explained my own experience. Yeah, greatly influenced me, as he did you, Greg. Yeah, what can you say? I mean, the books themselves, the Mothman Prophecies and Operation Trojan Horse, I mean, everything else aside, they're just entertaining, wild, fun rides. You know, he was one of those guys out there doing a lot of fun stuff, writing great books. And, you know, how much is true, how much is embellishment? I don't know if it matters in the final analysis. We're creating myths here.
So you think a lot of his stuff was or some of it anyway, significant enough to mention was purely made up, John Keel?
Well, no, and I think he might have been led around by the nose a little bit too. And this might be something that's been covered on the Paracast, but I had my own podcast for a while, Untamed Dimensions, and a frequent guest on there was Alan Greenfield, who I know is a friend of Mr. Steinberg.
Oh, God, we've known each other since the dinosaurs ruled the Earth. No, that was Brad Steiger.
And what did I ask him? Somehow, the interview, eventually, we were talking about the whole MIB things and some of the weird calls that Kill was getting back in the day, you know, the mechanical, weird sounding voice. And Alan Greenfield also received some of these calls. It's, I forget exactly, imminent doom is coming on such and such date. You must cease with your efforts to reveal the UFO, whatever. And so he got one of those messages back around the same time John Keel was getting some of those strange sounding things, and he was at a dinner one night or something to that effect.
You know, one of these things about doing a commercial radio show is when you get to the pace de resistance, really, the kicker on the story we have to break.
Perfect.
We have Adam Gorightly. He is a certified crackpot historian, which means he must be writing about me, and I don't know about it. Greg Bishop is the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you ready to order the official Paracast t-shirt? You asked, we answered. We're now taking orders for the official Paracast t-shirt. It comes in white, 100% cotton. The front of it features the same logo that we have on our community forums. On the back it says, Separating Signal from Noise. To order the official Paracast t-shirt, here's all you have to do. Visit our new online store at store.theparacast.com. One more time, that's store.theparacast.com. You can use a major credit card to place your order for the official Paracast t-shirt. Hey, neighbors, we have one more thing to talk about, and that's more merchandise at the official Paracast store. We have hats, we have jackets, we even have a flip video camcorder customized with the Paracast logo at the official Paracast store. It's all now available at the official Paracast store, store.theparacast.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods
and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
Greg Bishop is the co-host, trying his best to imitate a trickster. Adam Gorightly is our certified crackpot historian. I'm Gene Steinberger in the Paracast, and before we broke, Adam was going to give us a pace de resistance of his story. Please do tell.
So Greenfield ends up one evening over a few adult beverages with, I guess it was with Mosley. I'm not sure if Barker was there. And
well, Jim was very good about adult beverages.
And so was Gray. And so Greenfield was...
You know, Gray's big adult beverage was beer. He was great with a couple of six-packs of beer.
Hmm. I heard he had quite the... well, let's get to the story first. So
we'll do another show on Gray Barker's drinking predilections or about the Vat 69 gold that Jim Mosley used to drink.
And so let's just assume... I don't remember the story exactly. It's on the old Untamed Dimensions podcast archives, but he's Greenfield recounts this mechanical voice, and it's been a year or so since it happened, and Mosley basically said, haven't you figured out who was calling you? That was myself and Barker after, you know, having a few rounds of the VAT 23 or whatever, pulling your chain. And then I asked Greenfield, well, that sounds remarkably similar to the calls that John Kill was getting. And Greenfield basically said, yes, isn't that interesting? It probably was them.
Yeah, well, that's, of course, some of the weird things that Mosley did. I'll give you a synchronicity. Remember Wanacue Reservoir, New Jersey, in the 1960s? So Jim Mosley and I are seated, I forget, maybe in his apartment in Fort Lee, New Jersey. And Jim picks up the phone, calls the police department in that part of New Jersey and basically gives information about UFO sighting. And then over the reservoir, a few days later, people see UFOs. I don't say it was more than a coincidence. Of course, in those days, we didn't have caller ID, so they wouldn't know who was calling them. They couldn't, of course, use E911 or something to find him.
Yeah, you know, that speaks to my own weird experiences. Like, you know, some of this stuff, like I said, before we saw the things, we joked, what if we saw some UFOs now? There's that trickster element to the whole thing, and maybe we are part of the experience.
Or maybe our wish for the experience generates it, or being afraid of it also causes the problem to occur. You know, like John Keel said, to run is an invitation to be chased.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, a lot of this going on, and Adam and I have talked about this, and Gene, you and I have talked about it, is people seem to forget that a lot of it is made invisible by half of it being our reaction to whatever it is. Half of what we think is going on with the UFO thing is our reaction to it, I think.
Well, I think, you know, in that sense, maybe we participate in the phenomenon, that the phenomenon does not always exist separate from us.
Yeah, I mean, it's that way with anything, but when you're talking about something that you can't hold, something that you can't repeat, something that you can't take a picture of, something that isn't available upon demand, then our reactions and our belief systems and what we expect and all that play a large part in it. And this is another thing that Adam and I have talked about for years. Do you kind of see it that way, Adam?
Yeah, it's all perception. And I've listened to your show and the Paracast some, and you've delved into these areas before, you know, the cultural filters and all that stuff. It's like different people in different ages looking at whatever. We have our cultural filters placed on top of our perceptions, and it's all perception.
Well, where do you think it comes from, then? What causes the UFO reports? Your opinion.
What causes the UFO? I think, well, the reports, I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there in the sky that is a combination of airplanes and people doing pranks like you, Greg, and we were talking about rocket launches and maybe some experimental aircraft going on and maybe some true phenomena. It seems like recently we've been overrun with, oh God, I'm getting tired of all these YouTube things that are getting put out of UFO reports. These,
well, you know, we had some in New York City. It looked like balloons, and
yeah,
everybody was talking about it just a week or two ago.
I mean, if you get on YouTube and some of these lists, you have all these, here's the new amazing UFO footage today, and it's some blurry nothing. It's like, are people intentionally trying to, like, this marginalize the whole field with a bunch of crap?
Well, when I said, what do you think causes UFO reports, what I think I maybe was asking is if there's any reality to it. Meaning if there's an actual cause and not just things that we're making up ourselves, where do you think that comes from? Where do you think, what's the source of that stimulus? And I'm including everything, you know, abductions, sightings, close encounters, everything.
I think people are having some generally strange experiences, and they need to put it in that box, whatever we want to call it something. And so I think that's what's going on with a lot of the ET abduction stories. And I don't think it's hard to identify these things with most ET abduction stories. There's no UFO craft involved. It's just strange little entities that float into the room or like come out of the walls. You know, these sound like going back to Jaffa and past Port to Magonia.
By the way, neighbors, I have to tell you this. We are talking to Jacques Vallée. He's working with a co-author on a new book, and he may return to the Paracast in the very, very near future.
Hey, I'm encouraged. I heard Jacques Vallée on another radio show. I won't say which radio show it was, but last night, and it sounds like he's kind of picking up the torch that he passed along about 30 years ago and continuing on with his research. I find that very encouraging.
How did he sound? I mean, did he say anything that needed to be said or anything new that you noticed?
Well, I think so. He's looking at it, and I, you know, listen to, like, half the interview, but he's trying to take a lot of the things he wrote about in his previous books and once again use a little scientific scrutiny to want to look at these reports and continue building that database. And he has certain criteria, you know, as well to make this research valid.
Do you think that his, because a lot of people think that he's very rigidly scientific, and if you know anything about Vallée, it seems like he's got his foot in a couple of different realms, one being the hard science, but another being, for instance, he used to go to meetings in the 1970s with people like, I think, Puharik, Andrea Puharik, the paranormal researcher, psychedelic researcher, and of all people, Anton LaVey, I believe. So mm-hmm. he's traveled in some circles that people wouldn't really normally think of a scientist traveling in, and I think possibly that informs his opinion on a lot of these things in a helpful way.
Well, yeah, I think he's interested in quantum physics and all these things, but I also think he realizes if he wants his work to be taken seriously, then there has to be that element there where he's approaching it in a scientific way. And that makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah, well, he's doing both. He's presenting it as science, but he's also using all these other influences to kind of inform it, but maybe not, you know, present it as the scientific part of his opinion. And the whole of his work is not all, you know, hard science and data. Some of it has elements of sociology in it, and some of it has elements even, dare I say, of bits of artistic vision and ritual magic in them, but very well grounded in this scientific viewpoint and logical viewpoint. Wouldn't you say?
I'll tell you what, I'll let him give you the answer, but not yet.
Maybe I'll have to come on and butt in when he's on.
Well, you know what, we have to take care of a piece of business first, then he can talk. Adam Gorightly joining us this week on the Paracast. Our co-host is Greg Bishop, I'm Gene Steinberg, and once again, you're in
the Paracast.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.